Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. I am recording this from Rachel's yoga room. You see, complete with singing bowls. Now, why are we over in the yoga room? Because, as you know, I'm recovering from pneumonia. Well, I'm like recovering from sepsis, too. So I am sitting in the recliner with my right leg raised because my foot is, retaining water. And I'm trying to get it elevated. So that's why we're in the yoga room. And we were watching the first episode of Picard. Go figures. Now, before I go into the meat of today's episode, is Rach gives you the lovely yoga. The singing bowl in the background. See, we should do a singing bowl. Oh, jeez. I hope the glasses don't break in your house when you hear this shit. I'm not picking on you, Rachy. Sorry. But, listen, drive-through RPG has redone how they count, I guess, like, your medals for sales reporting. So now they count all your numbers from all of their platforms as one number now. They were counting it, like, I guess, separately. In any case, Swords and Wizardry Continual Light is now gold. Woohoo! Awesome. So, from now, the end of March, through the end of April, I have priced it as pay what you want. So, grab it for nothing. If you want to come back and leave a tip, that's fine. If you're going to leave a tip, I think for it to count as a sale, you got to leave like 25 cents. I'm happy with whatever. I want it out there. Listen, we're all stuck in the house now, right? You need reading material. Swords and Wizardry Continual Light. You could have a full campaign with your kids. Introduce your spouse. It's nice, and it's a nice light rule set. And it's free. Free for you, Sink. So, what am I going to talk about today real quick? Well, Rob Conley, he of Bat in the Attic, was nice enough to link to me. Apparently, Chaosium has taken basic role-playing and actually released a system document for it. It has an OGL, but it's not your grandfather's OGL. It's not your Grognard's OGL, because it's a very restrictive OGL. What do I mean by that? There's prohibited content. So, yes, you can do the D100 SRD, but here's what it says. All trademarks, registered trademarks, proper names, plots, story elements, locations, characters, artwork, or trade dress from any of the following, and releases from the product lines of Call of Cthulhu, Dragon Lords of Melnibone, ElfQuest, Elric, Hawkmoon, HeroQuest, Hero Wars, King Arthur Pendragon, Magic World, Nephilim, Prince Valiant, Ringworld, RuneQuest, Seventh Sea, Stormbringer, Superworld, Thieves World, Worlds of Wonder, and any related sublines, the world and mythology of Glorantha, all works related to the Cthulhu mythos, including those that are otherwise public domain, and all works related to Le Mort d'Arthur. So, what is... You got a hairball there, Rich? Were you making fun of... Le Mort d'Arthur. King Arthur. Okay. But it's originally written in the French.
Oui,
pour, pour, caca. Well, and why? Can't I make a game derived from the public domain parts of the Cthulhu mythos? You are certainly entitled to create your own game using creatures, stories, characters, or locations derived from the public domain stories of the Cthulhu mythos. You just can't use Chaosium's BRP system to do that. Chaosium already has a game that does that called Call of Cthulhu. And the BRP OGL does not allow you to publish your own variant of Call of Cthulhu. All right. Fine. I understand that they have a license for it. What about La Mort d'Arthur? The story is 600 years old. Yeah, it's going to sound familiar to you, right? Are you ready? You are certainly entitled to create your own game using creature stories, characters, or locations derived from Le Mot d'Arthur, but you can't use Chaosium's BRP to do it. Chaosium already has a game that does just that, King Arthur Pendragon. And the BRP OGL does not allow you to publish your own variant of King Arthur Pendragon. So, yes, it's an OGL. Yes, it is fairly restrictive in a lot of ways. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how that works with other games that have already built off that. Like, I guess it was RuneQuest and it was Legends. Legends OGL, right? Use that OGL, then you can do whatever you want. You don't have to refer back to the Chaosium OGL. Just a thought, just a thought. Now, one other thing I want to quickly bring up. I thought this was interesting. A friend of mine is out in Chicago. Sent me a text message tonight. I met a fanboy driving a Lyft who was all about the D&D. He heard of you. The Tankar name has traveled far and wide. He was telling me about these games, pay-to-play D&D games in the Midwest. Now, I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty damn cool to have your friend, in this case, my friend Kenny, who is the one that introduced me to D&D, AD&D 1E, back in the day, when I tell the story that my first game, my GM, had to call a friend to find out if I leveled, because he only had the DMG. He didn't have the player's handbook. So that was Kenny. And I know, Kenny, you listen to this podcast occasionally. Ken, when you hear this episode's for you. You made me smile tonight when you told me that. And that's pretty cool. Pretty fucking cool. And if you're the Lyft driver, I'm assuming you listen to the podcast. You might read the blog. But you're a Lyft driver, so you probably listen to a lot of podcasts. You know what? Thumbs up. Thank you for being a listener. I really do appreciate it. Feel free to call the show. I'd love to hear from you. All right, folks. Like I said, I'm recording this one on my phone from the confines of Rachel's beautiful yoga room, which, by the way, for the last couple of weeks has been my place that I can't sleep in my bed because I can't.
His healing space.
It's my healing space. Yes, Rachie. It's my healing space.
We should use one of the big bowls on your chest.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, knock all the phlegm off it. Yes. But I have to.
I should have thought about that earlier.
Oh, Jesus. I have to sit or sleep on an angle, an incline. That's why I'm sleeping out here. So hopefully by the next couple of days, I can make it back to the bedroom, and then Rachel can hear me hacking in the middle of the night. That's probably the other reason why I have to get up and cough up phlegm sometimes, and my wife doesn't need to have that going on next to her. Rach deserves better. She deserves a dog puking in the bed, but not her husband hacking in it. She's laughing because that's what happened last night.
Exactly.
Last night. All right, folks. Listen, I thank you for listening. Rach thanks you too. Mm-hmm. All right, I really do appreciate it. If you're listening on iTunes, please feel free to give me a rating. Give me a review. It can only help. Your word of mouth is what helps this podcast survive. All right. On that note, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. Wash your fucking hands for 20 seconds. Maintain that 6-foot distance. Fuck it. Hey, listen, if you don't have to go out of the house, you fucking stay in. If you're not an essential worker, you know, just fucking, you know, hang out. Watch CBS All Access. Free for like 30 days. I'm going to be binge watching Picard this weekend with Rach.
We have a 30-day deadline.
We got a 30-day deadline.
Oh, then we can just dump it after 30 days.
Maybe.
CBS can be kind of schlocky.
Schlocky, she says. Schlocky. All right, folks. Listen, I'll check in with you all tomorrow. Really, stay healthy, all right? Later, folks.